hello once again, audience.
You're not Tobuscus.
We've already been over this. I extremely am. No, I'm not. His heir.
Tobuscus doesn't have a bald head.
You got a point.
And a really crummy beard.
I can't argue with that. It's been like four days.
And really uneven eyebrows.
It's because I have uneven eyes.
And he has talent. Okay. No, you're very talented and special.
He said, you know, exclamation on the...
Gavin fillets fish.
I do fillet fish.
He touched me with a fish knife.
No, it's been washed.
Was that why it was wet?
No, it wasn't wet.
It was wet.
Where?
On the blade.
It was probably just cold.
No, it was wet.
Oh, okay.
It was very 100% confirmed wet.
Anyways, we got that most special guest today.
The guy that doesn't listen to the podcast.
I didn't
podcast.
Say I was being in this podcast.
You were literally in the podcast. Too late. It's already happened.
Yep. What's up, Severn?
Howdy.
He said, well,
the guy we've talked
said,
about,
well,
like,
boys,
so
we're here.
Much.
This but is like, also a special episode for two reasons, Michael.
Yeah.
This is
Gavin's...
He can with your boot camp.
Second to last episode.
Second to last.
We're recording another one next weekend. Well,
I'm leaving Saturday.
We'll record it Friday.
I'll be here on Saturday. I won't be home on Friday.
You won't be home Friday? You'll be here Saturday? What time Saturday?
Well, we're having a family party, so I don't know how long that's going to last, but I'll hit it either before or after.
Okay, well, fine. Whatever day, Saturday.
So
well,
you're not going to eat that?
Well, I mean, like, technically, this is the last one for the actual, like, week, and then the rest are pre-recorded.
So yeah, this is the last one. This is the last one that Gavin will be releasing.
Yes.
Until he gets back.
Y'all are still going to hear me, you know.
It's going to be really weird and parallel. It's going to be like,
you're not going to understand.
You're going to think he's here, but he's not really here.
We're going to be reading off his letters from boot camp. making the podcast over a course of 3 months.
2 days ago, a bombshell went off. Jerry lost his legs.
He said we were down at the gun range. We began to get fire upon us. Did we know it was our drill sergeant.
We began to get fired upon us?
Yes.
It's great English, pal.
You gotta work on your grammar, dude.
I know. This is why I failed all my English.
Didn't you fail math, too?
I didn't fail English. I did fail math.
Yeah.
I was like on a 59% for algebra, too.
Nothing.
Okay. I got you. All right, Severn.
So
how you doing today?
How you doing today?
It's gone. I'm breathing.
Severn's
a...
Just like completely
just
surprised,
like really
and,
surprised
dumbfounded
and
dumbfounded about
the
fact
that
we just
threw
him on.
Yeah, because I was like not gonna do it.
Yeah, he's been so adamant.
We've tried
to get him on. We've tried to get him to listen to the podcast, and we tried to get him to be on the podcast, and he's refused both.
You guess what, bud? Now I'm holding you at fish fillet point.
You won't do it.
Fish fillet? Is that like... oh my god. Is that like Chick-fil-A?
I'll fillet your thigh.
Fish fillet? I want some fish.
It's like the off-brand. It's like the one that nobody wants to eat at.
Oh, so Steak and Shake.
You right.
Wait, what? Steak and Shake?
Have you ever ate a Steak
Wait,
and Shake?
Wait, yeah, but what is Steak and Shake the knockoff of?
Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Yes.
It might as well be.
But one sells burgers and the other one sells chicken.
Patty melts?
I don't know. All I get at Chick-fil-A is the spicy chicken deluxe.
The spicy chicken. I don't
it's
even
like
eat at Chick-fil-A. I was going to work there and I still don't even eat there.
You're not missing out.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's pretty lame. But I mean, like, I don't know. It's convenient. I think that's why people like it.
The lines are always incredibly long. Like, way too long.
Yeah, but they're quick. Like, I went to Chick-fil-A this week. Because someone from my graduation gave me a Chick-fil-A card. And,
quality.
Yeah.
They said, oh, we're back in elementary. Here you go. You did something good.
Got a Chick-fil-A card. I appreciate it. Because I didn't really expect the person to get me anything. It was really nice of her. And so, I went to Chick-fil-A. I don't know why I forgot the name of that. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, we went to,
There was a long line. And, like, we got through it, like, insanely fast. Like, faster than McDonald's when there's no line. Like, it was crazy.
It really be like that, though.
Honestly.
Okay. Long John Silver's. That's a place I miss.
Long John Silver's.
Everybody hates it. Everybody hates it, but
I mean, it was I miss cheap, it, dude. Fast fish, and I was cool with that. Now there's nowhere to get fish. McDonald's has fish, but
it's barbecue.
Yeah, true. That's expensive.
Okay, well,
it's good though.
True.
I mean, that was the only place centered around.
Really?
Fish.
Yeah.
You worked at Runts.
Yeah, I don't even like fish, and I like their fish.
Well, you worked at Runts?
Yeah, he's only plugging really? It because he's
for like 3 years.
I think you went to school with my girlfriend.
Question Linda? Mark? Subtitles?
Yeah, because she mark? Said that she remembered. Okay, you have really long hair at one point, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember when we were on the Blake Major podcast, I said that I wanted like really long like Jesus hair, and Gavin was like, "Are we talking seventh grade Severn Jesus hair?"
I gotta and plug you every.
Then
episode
she was like, after seeing you there at my house, she was like, she told me she's like, I think I might have went to school with him because I remember there was a guy and he had gauges, and I think his name was Severn, and he had long hair.
I didn't have gauges at the time, but I did have long hair.
Didn't? Okay. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Wait, do you remember Linda?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
I just didn't say anything to her at the house because I wasn't sure if it was yeah. her or not. So I was like, oh, I'm not going to be that guy.
Yeah, dude,
so
low key, that was me at freaking Lowe's the other day. We were just in Lowe's and I was almost dead sure it was one of my friends because he kept following me and he had like a mask and a hat and a hood.
Had we talked on the podcast what I did when I wasn't sure that we didn't?
I don't know. Well, anyways, I texted him because I was like, I'm not about to sit here and be like, yo, Roman, is that you? And then it not be him. So I was like, I'm just going to text him. Dude, the kid followed me around, and I was just completely sure that...
Oh, that's the exact kind of hair that I want. Maybe not that. That looks
maybe,
like a woman,
maybe not
but
that.
The other one? Yeah. Like, that's what I want.
Well, I never did anything with it. I just let it grow out.
Yeah.
And so that's what's going on in both of those pictures.
Well, I take, like, really good care of my hair. Like, I buy, like, way too expensive products for it. There's nothing in it now to shampoo.
Like, I'm going to now, not regrowing it. But beforehand, like, I just let it grow up for the first time and never did anything. I brushed it way too much and murdering my curls. Always a giant fuzzball looking, feeling like haystack, like.
That's funny. And then I want the Jesus beard, of course.
Dude, we got your senior photo looking like Eric Foreman got fat and grew a beard. Like, exactly
Eric Foreman?
That.
Who's Eric Foreman?
From That So New Show.
First off, that's
he played. That's he played Venom on, like, Spider-Man 3, I think.
Okay.
Topher something, whatever his name is.
Topher Grace.
Yeah.
He played the Brock dude that everyone hated.
Great value.
Sam Raimi enjoyed him.
What's his name? The guy that played Anakin?
No, crap.
Ironic, because in That 70s Show, he always is referencing That 70s Show. I mean...
What?
He's always referencing Star Wars.
Okay.
That's such a good show. I wish
so
I
my,
would watch it.
I've been binge watching all the Marvel movies. Oh, wait. Yeah, so no, I was going to say that one time I was at a store and I saw someone and I wasn't sure if it was them because I hadn't seen them in forever. And so I kind of whispered their name and it wasn't them, but they kind of looked at me weird. And I was, because I just saw it from the back and I didn't want to be like, say their name. So I kind of whispered their name and like turned around and looked at me. And so I started mumbling stuff and twitching out and then just like started walking to the next
house. Oh, yeah, you told me about
because
that.
I was,
told
like,
me about
I was like, I'd rather they think I'm like crazy than creepy, you know? And so, yeah. I just started mumbling stuff.
He walks
like,
up, sniffs hair.
And started like walking back and around, like, and went down another aisle
I guess,
and just left the store.
I mean, pick whichever is the less, you know, lesser, like, or the worst, but. That's
like,
still
that
no bueno.
That was back when like I had absolutely no social anxiety and would just do anything.
Oh, I remember those good old days.
Yeah.
And then nowadays, Michael, well,
yeah,
you're getting back
like,
into it. You're getting back into it.
Yeah, I'm slowly in because like Gavin always pushes me to like do dumb stuff.
Because I'm dumb.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you know what? Might as well.
Like me jumping into that pool.
Oh my god! I gotta like. I'll send you a picture of that pool in the daytime. That way people can actually see how disgusting it is. The water's not even green at this point. It's straight black. Like, it's disgusting.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh my God. You're telling me if I dive in, I took a drink, it tastes like Coke?
Yes.
No,
exactly.
It would taste like...
No, swamp. It tastes better than what Coke tastes like. I say as I'm drinking a Coke.
I'm drinking a 2.75 liter... bottle of orange soda.
You got a tank shell for a soda.
It's called Stars and Stripes too, ironically.
Very
they
patriotic.
Were like, they were like, all right, dude, you know, Memorial Day weekend, here we go. Actually, that was today, isn't it?
Yes, today is Memorial Day. So happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Yes.
We hope that it is very memorable.
And as we wrapped up this school year, we say congratulations to all the seniors like Michael, me, and
hey, I'm graduated.
Graduated. Definition of graduation.
Collegiate baby.
What?
Okay, Mr. Graduated about 2 years a baby? Ago.
What about a baby?
Severin's gonna sit here.
Deep frying babies.
Severin's gonna sit here and like say, oh boy, you graduated. Ooh. When he's secretly still doing high school classes. Like,
I graduated like 2 years ago.
I was gonna say, wait, for real?
Yeah, you gotta redo algebra 3 again. I was like, no judgment.
Just yeah, I already did all of those.
Like 4 times.
Nah.
Like, I'm gonna have to do.
So what grades did you, if you wanna talk about it, what grades did you get held back in? Just out of curiosity.
First grade.
Okay, yeah. So it's not like, it wasn't like some, just being a delinquent in 10th grade. And
kindergarten,
my bad.
Jesus Christ, what's that school called? I gotta turn to something else now.
Kindergarten, Benjamin
Harris Job.
Harris Job, that's
right. At Harris Job, the kindergarten teachers, they were like...
retarded?
Well, for my particular class, I had like 15 different teachers. Because they kept getting fired or switched out. And mom would be like, oh, I'm done here.
They just kept touching kids and getting fired.
Yeah, dude.
They were like, hey, man, you want a date? And they're like, oh, yeah, what's that?
So, like, I basically didn't learn crap.
I don't even know what that means.
And so when I hit first grade, they were like, they pretty much held back everyone because nobody learned anything because we had, like, 15 different teachers.
That was me in biology, dude. Our teacher quit. So then we got put in a classroom for half a semester with, like, 3 other classes in it. So there was that. And then second semester came around and Corona hit. So we had, like, no knowledge at all for biology.
That. Understandable.
Gavin's senior year is going to be lit, though.
My senior year, I'm doing epic, so I'm just...
oh, okay.
Just pushing through.
So not epic.
Well, so it's either epic or I'm going back to Boulevard. It's one of the two.
Bro, I vote Boulevard, because then it would give me more... what's that word?
Assistance?
No.
Assistance?
Assistance.
For me to go down there more often? Is that the word?
Yeah, I think so.
Assistance? Okay.
Yeah, reasons to go down?
Yeah. But I was trying to be big brain, and it just didn't work.
No. No big brain here.
The little bomb just went off.
No touchy. Michael, you got a new case, finally.
Yeah, I finally got a phone case, because my phone, I was tired of dropping. I drop it on the ground every time I get out of my car, because I put it by my crotch, and I forget it's there, and then I like get out of the car, and it just falls.
It's an iPhone, so it's like real slippery, too.
Yeah, it's iPhone XR, and so it's just thin and slippery.
And glassy. Isn't it a glass bag?
Yeah, it's a glass bag.
So it just like slides off your pants?
Yeah, well, no, it slides off the seat.
That's what happened every time I put mine on my pants, because I like sitting my phone on my thigh when I'm not using it. And it would always just slide off.
I just stick it, like, right there, like, under my junk, in between my thighs.
Oh, okay.
One of my friends, he lifts up, his belly just sticks underneath his back. So it never falls out.
Which one? Michael? That's what I was like, in my head, I was like, I bet it's Michael.
Yeah.
So, it was Michael.
Yaden?
Huh?
Yes.
He's a friend of mine from
Michael. I haven't ever met him, I'm just saying, like...
I was driving...
Oh, he was our singer for, Your Roommate's Problem.
Oh, okay.
What's your thoughts on that? How you feel?
What about it?
Like, how do you feel that it's, you know, it's a, the experience is over?
It's a big dumb.
Oh,
it's
yeah, so we could talk about that, because I don't know if they know. I think Declan talked about Roommate's Problem a little bit.
He talked about it a little bit.
His episodes, but Severin was in Roommate's Problem.
Yeah.
Rhythm guitar?
Yeah, it was rhythm guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And
so when did y'all officially decide that was over?
Well, it's kind of weird. Because, like, I was around, but I had a surgery New Year's Eve, so I didn't get to...
One of the mini surgeries.
And was this last year?
Yeah, this was on New Year's Eve. Like,
okay.
So technically.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
And so, I wasn't, like, around.
So Roommate's Problem is a semi-recent thing.
It's been for a while, hasn't it?
It was our junior year of high school.
Okay.
That was, like, 2017, I think.
Yeah. And okay. Then it got, like... put off a little bit because like everyone was all doing these different things in school.
Okay. Yeah.
So we couldn't meet up for band practice and stuff. So they got put off for a while.
You know, their school and work.
So then one time when Declan got the basement, the venue at the time,
mm-hmm.
recently, this past like 8 months, whatever.
Yeah.
We were jamming and then I remembered this acoustic melody that's on our Facebook page that Gavin messaged me about. Couple of weeks ago, like, what the heck is this?
Because I never heard it, and I was like, dude, this is nice.
And we were playing it, and then we were like, dude,
what if we just started up again now that nothing's holding us back and, like, no school and everyone's pretty much working at the same place at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Everyone's there.
Yeah,
band literally. Band practice in the kitchen.
Literally,
y'all,
everyone
y'all
worked there.
Y'all want to meet?
Michael, Severin. Oh, dude, the daily interview.
Okay, we got food now. Continue.
Yes.
So, Declan had the place, and we did the little melody, and we were like, dude, we should bring it up again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we were all like, you know, this time, we're actually going to do it and, like, commit to a point, but still, like, you know, have freedom in our lives and not, like, the 24/7 that.
Yeah.
And so, we did that from, like, October last year to about December.
Okay.
And then I had the surgery, and things kind of went downhill from there.
And why'd you have to get the surgery again?
I had a appendicitis.
Right, that's it.
From eating too much Taco Bell.
Oh.
For, like, years.
Yo, shout out to Declan for bringing me some Taco Bell at 2 a.m.
Straight up, Taco Bell's the best.
The homie, bro.
And everybody sort of started stopped talking in the group chat besides me and Declan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone else, I don't know, it was just not much talking. And so they started asking after a while, like, hey, like, you know, what's going on with your Mitch problem? Are we still, you know, meeting together, stuff like that? And me and David, our bass at the time,
okay,
we just kind of assumed, like, it was just all waiting, holding off until I was good after surgery because I couldn't, like, walk and anything.
Yeah.
And so after a while, we all took a vote in the group chat that they would still play and write songs,
mm-hmm.
and then Declan would come to me and show me all of it, and then, like, have my inputs and stuff like that. And after a while, I don't think that ever happened. I don't think they ever, like, actually met up to do those things.
Okay.
Maybe two times,
mm-hmm.
after that, over the course of 2 months. And then one of the times later on, around April, I think, Declan was asking, like, hey, so I need to make sure, like, are we actually going to do this? Like, and so everyone, from what I understood, like, you know, swore up and down, like, hey, we'll meet up, because both the Wild Wing schedules, because everyone worked at the same place.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to make it happen, because some people get off at, like, 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because of, like, the bar closes late and, like, stuff like that. And so one of the times that they could actually make it happen and do it, because I think everyone was off that day.
Everybody off the same day.
Yeah, Declan asked, like, hey, so are we going to meet up? And, like, nobody said anything. They all left him on red.
Jesus.
Yeah. And me personally, I mean, whatever. I mean, I guess rip us.
Yeah, like, disappointing.
I still wanted to do it because I was so excited to come back.
Yeah.
After all that waiting, because we had, like, 4 other songs that we never got to record, and they were, like, absolutely bangers. And we had one called the Roomba song.
Oh, I love that.
Ooh, and it's about a Roomba that's always a Sumba falling in love with 2 pairs of boots on the floor. It's a bad relationship.
It's toxic.
He starts to realize, hey, she's not talking back. The Roomba song was an all-time Grady.
That sounds amazing. That little
line for it, too. That was good.
Yeah, we never got to record it. And so, at that point, I guess, it was never, like, stated between everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we all just assumed, like, hey, I guess that's it. And your roommate's problem isn't doing anything anymore.
It sucks. If you, if the opportunity came back and everybody was down, would you go back after the way that things turned
easily.
Out?
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Easily. Because,
I mean, That's My Bad is such a banger, dude.
It's good. Like, and it wasn't, like, I want to hear, like, a good quality
and
recording
I was,
of it.
And when I was insanely impressed with, like, the recording quality of that. You know, like, I don't know. Like,
hear,
I don't
like,
know.
A good
I played quality. That for I played that for a friend of ours today.
Who?
Bailey. Yeah. And Low she was Ram. Like, that's catchy. Like,
it's funny you say you're amazed by the quality, because shout out to Chance Edgar from Hazel Waves Drummer.
He was a good band.
He does all their recording for them. He half-assed on that song.
Really?
That wasn't even his full potential.
Jeez.
He just, like, whipped it up in, like,
He was like, here you go, guys.
Really quickly. So, at some point, we were all hoping, like, hey, we could, like, do a better recording of this sometime.
Dang.
But it never happened.
What was it doing with the instrumental? Like, what was that all about?
Yeah.
Oh, we... it was actually Chance's idea, I think, to have some ambience into the bridge. And
Oh, so it's a difference in how it's played in recording?
Yeah, and so...
I never noticed that.
When we heard it, we were like, dude, yes, absolutely.
I didn't listen to the instrumental part because I was like, oh, just the without the lyrics. I didn't think...
That's what I thought, too. I've only listened to, like, a little bit of it. I was like, oh, same thing. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's super dope, though. I hope that... I don't know. I'm kind of like, that'd be great if things could get kicked back off. But at the same time, you know. I don't know. It's just... That's my bad. It's like such an awesome song.
I don't think it will.
Yeah.
Anytime soon.
Yeah.
Not to like crap on the other boys. I love them to death. They're all great. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Do you see yourself pursuing any other musical, you know, things?
I mean, he has different open invitation to be Melody hats in my band, but, you know.
It just depends on what you're doing, man.
I told you, it's anything we want. We don't want to set it down to, like, a set genre, because, like, the stuff that we play, it, like, varies. Like, right now we got, like, kind of a, I don't know, like, kind of a alternative song, and then we're working on one that's, like, fully metal.
Dude, y'all should do, like, a reggae album.
That's what I told, I was like, Trevor, you could bring an acoustic, I got the soprano ukulele, Shelton has a bass ukulele, we could just do a reggae album.
Mm-hmm.
And Shelton was like, I'd have to learn some chords, but I'm down. And then Trevor's like, nah.
Yeah, I can't see Trevor doing a reggae album.
It would be nice, though.
That'd be funny. It'd be a good meme.
I'm going to push for a reggae song.
If I had another opportunity to do something musically...
You have the opportunity.
I probably... Okay, I'm picky as fuck.
But. All right, so we're just going to have to bring you in on a practice and see if you vibe. Severin's like,
if I had the perfect opportunity that matched exactly how I want to do it, then I totally would.
Yeah, like beggars can't exactly be choosers.
We're going to have to just... After I get back from boot, we'll have to bring you in, let you sit in on a practice, see how you vibe with it. Because... We're looking for either a melody guitarist or a bassist, and the Trevor will play melody.
Who plays drums?
Shelton.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought you told me that. But
Shelton was also the drummer for Your Roommate's Problem.
Oh, okay. A lot of overlappage. It's awesome. All connects. It's like a full circle.
The friend group just all connects.
Yeah.
Everything's popping off.
Every
now.
Year it slowly gets bigger and bigger.
Dude, they brought me in. I brought Michael in. Jesse's up in there now.
We're all pretty much the same person, too. Trevor. We all have the same personality.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think that was really cool because, like, I didn't expect Severin to be, like, so chill and, like, funny and all that. But then, like, when I met him, like, last Thursday, I was just like, oh my god, like, he's really easy to get along with. This is, like, totally dope. He's hilarious. Like, we're all just, like, joking, because, like, I guess, like, because you were really just, like, kind of, like, oh, you're very, like, you know, like, oh, whatever, it's just me type of thing, so you just do whatever you want, you know, type of thing.
It's
and
so
like, yeah, and so, like, I can't remember the first thing, I remember one of the first things you said to me was just, like, a really dry comedic joke, and then I just bounced right back off of it, and you were, like, the pure look of shock on your face was hilarious.
Dude, I was absolutely, like,
don't.
I wasn't devastated, but I was just like, what did you just say? Yeah. Like, I wasn't ready for it at all. And then, like, by any means.
I was trying to confuse him.
I was pouring me a glass of orange soda, and he comes up, he's like, hey, you gonna eat that? I'm like, no, I'm gonna put it on a shelf and stare at it for about 3 hours.
No, 4 hours for good measure.
Yeah, just gotta make sure it doesn't do anything. I think it's running off.
Eats the glass, just chomp.
He's cheating on me.
That broke me, dude.
Yeah, it was funny, dude.
That broke me for, like, 2 seconds.
It was hilarious.
Dude, the thing is, we keep on bringing younger people in, too.
I'm older than you.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the friend group grows and it just gets, like, the ages just start to vary.
It's funny how that is, too, because before I met you, that's how it was between, like, Declan and Cody Ross and them were the oldest, and then they found Michael. And then, like, I was already friends with Michael since, like, fourth grade. And so, like, then us being the youngers insert into group, and now you and, like...
And then, like, Michael's over here.
Yeah, I'm just, like, in between.
Dude, then I'm going to bring in my buddy Fernando, and he's 14, so we're just going to have, like, huge age difference.
Dude, Fernando's such a cool name.
Have you met Fernando?
I have not.
He's chill.
What was that? Felipe? Was that what you always called me?
Felipe and Mikkel or Mikkel or something like that.
No, it was Martine.
Martine, that's what it was.
Yeah, because Fluffy, yeah. That's what
Gabriel Iglesias.
And like, yeah, you were like what? 8th grade, I was 9th grade? Yeah. So no, you were 7th grade, I was 8th grade.
It was one of the two. I was there 7th and 8th, and you were there, or you were there for a while.
Yeah, I was there like the entire
like,
time.
Like, you know, five years like, of third grade.
My 5 years of third grade. My principal made this joke at my graduation. He was like, Michael came here in third grade, and, you know, after the first four years, we finally got him through.
No, Purdue was like, I don't even know how many years he was in. And then Steve Moss came up, and he was like, yeah, and after Michael's fifth year of third grade, they finally decided to let him move on.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. No, I guess I, like, started a little bit early, because I guess most people start...
Well, you graduated at the correct age, so I mean...
Yeah, I don't know how that works, though, because I remember in my classes, everyone being a year older than me. Or older or younger, a year younger than me. Yeah, because they all started, like, in, like, the fifth grade or something. I'd started in... Or they started fifth grade. They started at 5, and I started at 4 or something like that.
Okay.
But then, like, I don't know. It was weird. It tripped me out.
I was still big confusion about your girlfriend, because I thought she was in the same grade as me. So when I saw her graduating this year, I was like, what?
Well, she started a year younger. Because her brother, who is a year older than her, started...
It just never clicked to me that she was a grade above me. So I was just like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, did she pass me? Like, what happened here?
Me when Declan graduated and Shelton.
Yeah, because he was the same age as them, right?
Yeah, I was like the same age as them, okay. So it completely threw
Shelton's
me off.
Shelton's 22.
He turned 22 last year, but like, I'm pretty much about the same age as them. So it completely threw me off when they graduated. I was like, huh? It's like, what? And they graduated like a year or two before me. So I was like, am I just dumb? Did I like... It's like, did I like... I don't know. Did I get held back more than I think I did?
He said,
wait, how many times did you get held back?
One time.
So just the one time?
Yeah, just the one time.
Wait, wait, now I'm confused.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
How old were you when you started school? You don't know?
I don't know.
Oh, told you to eat that steak very soft.
It's a wreck. Just choking on food.
Hey, dude.
Confusion of considering math. I don't think math is any of our strong suits, is it?
No.
Gavin failed it. I graduated like 7th grade level in math.
Slept through elementary, did fine in geometry because I basically got like a free pass through that.
I've had...
And then Algebra 2 just kicked me.
I've had horrible math since 4th grade.
No, so I graduated in 7th grade math. The highest I'd done was 9th grade math, but then they were like, nah, you're still stupid. Kick me back in 7th grade.
They said, you're good.
They literally gave me a diagnostic test, and it's like, I didn't pass in 7th grade. And so they're like, alright, we're just gonna let you finish off.
Dude, I'm gonna go back to Boulevard. I'm gonna go back to Boulevard just for the pure reason, as I'm not gonna have to do Algebra 2.
Yeah.
Like, I'll graduate.
Because that's the cool thing about my school, is they don't really care what, like, level you're on. You just have to complete so much of it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think there was one person who did, like, the same grade level like 3 times just on different curriculums.
What the heck?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's wild,
dude. It's like awesome. There was a whole thing that mom like didn't like about it was you don't graduate with it like something like it's not like an actual high school diploma, it's like a special diploma.
Yeah,
or something.
It's like a private school thing that
but then for me I thought they're not accredited. I was like, if I graduate from that, is it gonna mess up my life? And then now I'm sitting here like, you know what?
They were working on getting accredited, and then Corona. So
I was like, you know what? If I graduate, I'm still gonna be able to go to college with the Boulevard diploma. So it doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah.
It's like high school, GED, private school. You're still gonna be able to get in college.
Yeah.
You're still gonna go to college. College degree is what I shooting for.
Dude, I'm just happy to get through Votech and then just start working and then get money and then get house and
get
then
house.
Be done.
And then get
big
mini
stocks.
Win.
Big money moves.
Yeah, like literally my entire plan is graduate from Votech, try to get an apprenticeship, get my journeyman's license, just build up good credit score, get a house like out in the country.
Dude, you want to build a
good
credit score?
Make a lot of kids.
Get a credit card and only use it for candy. So you're paying it back every month. Credit score 100.
No, I know I'd be really good with, like, credit. Like, I already know. Because, like, I make really, like, wise purchases. And, like, I'm really careful about how I spend my money. And so I know I can build up my credit score really quickly.
I'm just going to use my credit for, like, cheap stuff I know I can pay back. So the score will be good.
Well, I mean, the thing about credit is, it's like... It's like you have, like, it's almost like you have an account, and you have money in that account, and you at the end of the month, you're always keeping it at the same level. And so so then, like, when the next month starts, you can just use your credit again, and then you just pay it back. So, I mean, I mean, it's not that hard to figure out when you look into it.
Basically,
I was
just
like,
using a
base. I started looking into it, and I'm like, oh my god, credit's gonna be so complicated. And I was like, oh wait, this is pretty simple.
That's a lot of geography, man.
Geography.
Bro, I failed English 3. Okay, I can't keep up.
There's a third one,
dude. There's four Englishes.
Why study it? Like
English one, English two, English three.
It's the language I speak. Like, why do I need to learn it?
You say that. But I failed all 4 years of them.
Did you really?
Yeah, I failed every really? Year.
So that's so why he graduated stupid. 2 years behind. He had a whole year of just English.
There was 1 year where I had three English classes.
You
must
have just
on.
Started late or something. Started a year late.
Probably.
Started like five, got held back 1 year.
I started. The thing that confuses me is because my birthday was 30 days past the cutoff date, I started at five for preschool and everybody else was like four. And so I was like, oh, okay, so I'm older than everybody. And then now as time grows by, I realize I'm not older than everybody. Like, everybody
else
is still...
the baby in the club.
I'm still like, wait a minute, I started out ahead. How am I behind?
Gavin just...
It's big oof.
Trips up. But no, it's all good. School sucks, but you gotta get through it and get your diploma if you want. If not, just drop out.
School is garbage!
That's the thing that's so weird about today's society, though. It used to be, like, if you didn't have a GED, like, you were... I mean, honestly, and if you didn't have, like, a college diploma either, like, you were garbage and couldn't get a job. But now, like, the way that it is, like, I mean, you can make a living. You know,
you can still bide by, but it won't be like,
yeah, it's
know.
Not like you're not
Muskogee,
gonna
I mean,
not
you
gonna,
don't have to have much to get by.
You're not gonna live bougie, but I mean you can make a decent profit and maybe tough supporting a family or something. But
yeah, if you're New York, you're donezo.
Yeah, as
it's
far
game
as,
over. You might as well sleep with Master Splinter under the sewers.
You might as well track down Mr. B
well,
so
I mean,
you can
as
get
far
your
as
groceries.
Like, living on your own, if you don't have a GED, I mean, you can make it by and live on your own. It's just when it comes to, like, starting a family or something that would make it really
It's
difficult.
Like, if you're living on your own and you're, like, minimum wage, I mean, you can get, like, a little apartment, little rent house, you're good.
Because, I mean, that's why I want to get my journeyman's license for, like, heat and air and all that. Yeah. So I can just start making bank and then have a bunch of kids. Because I just want a lot of kids. I want to create an army.
I want to rise up against the government.
Yeah.
My plan
just
is
me and my three kids.
My plan
yeah,
is what
demand my
should
stimulus
take
check.
We just get shot down. I didn't get a stimulus check because I don't pay taxes. I work the work that I do. It's a contract labor.
Okay.
So I don't pay taxes.
Dude, like my plan is it's supposed to take 8 years to get the psychology degree I want, but I'm only doing 4 years in college and then doing like online courses. While doing active duty in the army? It's gonna take me like 16 years to get like. 8 years done.
Good lord, dude.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be doing, like, actual day-to-day classes in college. It's going to be, like, online here, online there, while I'm doing active duty stuff.
I feel like you're going to have the brain capacity to remember the last session, so you're just going to, like, bomb the whole
dude,
thing.
Dude, brainwave. Just click. It's good. Like, what I want to get up to is after I'm retired from the military, I want to do, I want to be, like, a therapist at first, but then I want to move on to, like...
Wait, you want to be a therapist?
Yes.
Since when?
Since like 2 years ago.
Really?
Yes.
I guess we never had that conversation.
Yeah. Well, I want to get to the end to where I'm doing like criminal therapy, like.
Quite criminal.
In an insane asylum.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Like I want to be like an.
Me and Gavin are gonna lose touch for 4 years. He's gonna go in an insane asylum to do his job. And he's just gonna see me there in a straitjacket mumbling to myself.
Like Michael.
So I'm really? Like, what happened? He's like, I don't know, man. I saw someone at the market. And I thought it was a friend, and I started mumbling. And next thing I'm over here.
He said, next thing I know, they're looking at me.
No, I thought it was you.
Like in my head, I want to be like a therapist in Arkham. That's
I saw a bald head. I'm like, that looks like a testicle. Must be Gavin. Hey.
Like, oh my god, Gavin! And then they turned around. I was like, I have Gavin. And they were like, guys, we need help. They had connections. They got you locked up.
Yeah. Yeah. They thought I was trying to steal their kids.
Severin has a good plan for
What's
his life.
What's your plan for your life?
So...
I like how I'm asking these questions when I've already heard the stories like four times.
So, well, that's always like the whole roommates problem thing. Like me and Severin are talking about all
that.
Yeah,
we've already talked about that multiple times.
It all started... when I got my surgery on New Year's Eve. And then so...
Mood change.
I was supposed to go to OSUIT... in January, for graphic design and 3D animation. And
were you going down to Stillwater?
No, it's in Okmulgee.
Okay.
And
You don't remember that, Gavin, when you tried to go sleep with that one lady? Yeah. Wait, what? I remember, no, like, episode 3 of the podcast when we talked about, like, you trying to get into OSUIT, and then, like, they never texted you back, but I kept making jokes
Okay. That was Stillwater. That was
OSU Stillwater, yeah. I kept making jokes about him, like, getting a special tour.
She literally said she would set up a tour just for me, have me stay in the dorms and everything. I was like, nice.
Good lord, dude.
Then she never texted me back.
Tour.
Y'all missed out. I'm going to Cameron University now.
What?
That's what helps you sleep at night.
What's Cameron University?
It's a good college. It has a really good psychology program.
That's like them kicking out of Come and Go, and you're just like, you know what? I'm going to go to Pop and Go.
I'm going to Circle K.
I'm going to work at Sinclair.
Well, I mean, they have a really good psychology program, and their ROTC unit is one of the top 10 in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's a really good school, and they've been, like, really pushing for me to come there, so... You know, if they don't accept me, they're going to get punched.
Gavin,
hey, guys, we really, really want you here, so I apply. Nah, dude, you ain't getting
it. Gavin just shoots up the university.
Oh, no.
Doom. 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 Doom.
Just a
doom.
Joke, guys.
Doom. Doom. Doom.
I hate to have to clarify when Johnny things are... Like, I hate that I feel compelled to clarify when certain things are jokes.
Look around the room, won't tell you his plan.
Copyright.
Hey, I do not own the rights to this song.
Because, like, Mido's like... And, like, I don't know, people just get way so sensitive about jokes, and I have a very, like, edgy sense of humor.
Right.
And like, it sucks, because you feel like you're constantly compelled to be like, that was a joke. And, like, I knew it got bad when I'd see people, like, make a joke on their Snapchat story, and the next one is, that was a joke. And it's like, stop clarifying that things are a joke. Just make the joke, and the people that have brain cells will know it's a joke, and the people that don't can just be mad about it.
Well, here's the thing. Where I feel like that started was when they had all these... wild just storm of, like, I don't know about, like, women's, like, rights movements in the last 10 years, but, like, that, it was all, like, the empowering, like, oh, you all matter.
The
you
whole
all,
feminist thing.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with
equality
that.
Equality with, like, race, gender.
Yeah, there's nothing
some
wrong
people,
with
transgender.
Some people took it, like,
way too far.
Way beyond, and so now it just applies to everything, because then in the movie industry, with Harvey Weinstein, they had the Me Too thing.
Yeah.
And all these actresses are just coming out from, like, oh, he touched me, this and that, and, like,
some that of sucks. Them. Like, it's awful, but at the same time, it's like, if, for me, because, like, there's been jokes that I've heard where I'm like, maybe that was too far.
Yeah.
But I can understand that some people would find that funny. And if I think that some people could find that funny, I don't get upset about it.
Right.
Because that means there's a comedic aspect. I just don't get it. And I feel like there's a lot of people that they don't understand. There's a comedic element to certain jokes. You just don't get it. So ignore it and move on.
Yeah.
Like, since when do you have to stick your hand in, like, every single aspect of everyone else's lives to try to monitor what they're joking about?
My kind of, like, philosophy towards that is, like, this is my Snapchat, this is my Instagram, this is my Facebook. If you are upset about the things that I post, if you don't like, you know, hey, I don't like that meme, I don't like your opinion on this, then just get off.
Like, Christ, just unfollow me.
Like, I'm not gonna say hard. People that sit here and change their whole thought process, their opinions, their memes, they change everything to try and please the people that are on there that have problems. That just makes me mad, because this is my stuff.
My whole thing is, like, someone will, like, follow somebody, right, see a joke they don't like, and then go to, like, their social medias. So they're clicking, you know, like, the icon. They're clicking the story. They're clicking a whole bunch of things to type out letters that create words to complain about something. And then they're hitting the post thing, when all you could do is just hit the unfollow thing on my page. Like, it's so much easier.
It's simply this. You know, this is my stuff. And if you don't like it, then get off. I didn't ask you to follow me. I didn't ask you to read the post.
If I want to make dead baby jokes, let me make the dead baby jokes.
Yeah, delete us, feed us. Like
what? All right, like, Severn, what's worse than a dumpster full of dead babies?
What?
A dumpster full of dead babies with two alive ones trying to eat their way out.
Oh my god. He said call back to the 8th episode about the wasp.
So the real question is...
The wasp that will, like, lay their larva inside your body.
Oh, yeah. Then...
So the real question is that the dumpster behind China King?
Now there's a lot of people going to be upset about that one.
Dude, it's the dumpster behind Planned Parenthood, dude. Sometimes they messed up and didn't.
Okay, maybe that's a little bit too far.
This is my podcast. You don't like it.
Alright, yeah. Now I remember hearing a bunch of dead baby jokes, because, like, apparently in the military you can't, like, tell racist jokes.
Naturally.
So they tell dead baby jokes instead.
People get so offended, and we were supposed to do, and every Thursday it's like a future soldier. It's like you're enlisting or you're enlisting process. And you go in, you do physical training, and every now and then you'll have to do, what is the word?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you got to do those.
You got to do that thing.
You have to sit down, go through a PowerPoint, a debriefing.
That's
so it. We had one about sexual harassment the other day, right before Corona hit. Literally the last one before Corona hit. And they literally were, they were like seductive lip-licking can get, lick-licking, lip-licking. It'll get you, like, madly arrested for sexual assault.
That's why there's four English
like,
courses.
Like, people these days, dude. Like, oh my gosh, this dude licked his lips and I'm saying it was sexual. Like, I'm gonna get your life ruined.
My lips chap easily. Bite me. Like that's ridiculous. I don't know, man. I hate this whole new, like, oversensitive side of the world. It's just really annoying.
I think it'll pass.
I hope so.
I'll give it 10 years for it to completely pass.
Because, I mean, like, a lot of it is just because of the internet. You know what I mean? Yeah. And the internet's pretty new, if you think about it. But, like, when the internet was, like, first, like, I remember talking with Declan, but he remembers when YouTube was first, yeah, like, a thing. It's like, oh my God, things were crazy. Like, if you weren't telling the most edgy, borderline, like, horrible racist humor, you were just, like, beta and no one cared about you.
Yeah.
You know? And so then, like, people started getting, like, I feel like that was when the internet was really small. Then the internet got big, everyone was involved in it, and then they were like, oh, that's not okay and that's not right. It's like, just go find your own side of the internet. It's a very big place. Just click off this website.
It's a very big place.
Like, go do your own thing.
Like, go to your side of the buffet. I'm on my line.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You don't like me licking
the spoons and putting them back in the chicken, bro. Move on. If you don't like my orange chicken, nobody asks you to be on the orange chicken side of the buffet.
God, I love orange
chicken. Not the orange
things.
Chicken.
Oh, I love orange chicken so much.
I like orange soda.
Solid, man.
I like oranges. Man, no, I like orange flavored candies.
What's y'all's plan for the next 2 months, man? I'm not gonna be a part of your lives.
Well, now I gotta run a podcast by myself. That's gonna suck.
You got some pre-recorded episodes. You're good.
You got Severance.
I said
you'd be alone.
Severance coming on as your co-host.
Bet. We don't live that far from each other. That'd be really easy meet up.
And I have, like, because my dad works at Square Dome Music.
Oh, really?
I have, like...
Did you get his job?
Literally... Oh, no. I've learned...
my bad.
4 years of English.
My bad.
I learned that he was never, like, laid off. It's just, like, it's a music store during COVID. What are they going to have to do?
That's what I asked you. Yeah. I was like... Is it because of COVID or what?
I thought he was laid off, but he wasn't. So he's just been, like, on the side, sort of, like, just doing nothing, okay, making more on unemployment
so
than working there. Huh?
Who's your dad?
Ray Walsh. The fourth.
The fourth.
I was in Square Dome the other day, so I'm trying to think of it.
Well, he may not have been in there.
Yeah. But I was just trying to think, because I've been in there a lot. I'm just trying to think if I might have ever seen him.
You'll know when you see him, because he has a goatee and really long hair that's a little bit balding in the center.
Does he always wear hats?
Yep.
Okay, that's who I was thinking of. Because, like, y'all kind of look a little enough similar. That's cool.
He's, like, maybe, like, 6'3", close to that.
Says that y'all look similar. Not even.
Yeah, not even, like, blood, like, related.
Wait, really? Well, I was thinking, like, your facial hair.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know. Do you have long hair?
You look just like him.
He
has, how?
Like, well, I was just thinking, like, because he has long, the guy I was thinking of had long hair, you had long hair, you have facial hair, he has facial hair. So, like, it has to be him.
Like, oh, man, that's
yeah, he's got a... Dude, we have, like, an unbelievable amount of music equipment at the house.
That's awesome.
We have, like... Okay, this is going to be a prime example, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let's say we have drums, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has 80 snares, not counting the broken ones.
Oh, my God.
Our house is filled with music
equipment.
It really
is, dude. I'll walk in there and there's, like...
Do you have a USB condenser mic?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
We have, like...
Because I've won two.
We have mics.
So...
We have literally almost anything you can think of.
Bet.
Soundboards? Yep, we got those.
Because, like, literally all I need for, like, two people, because I have one USB condenser mic, and then I was going to order another one, but apparently the company I got that one from just stopped making them, and I got, like, the last one, like, one of the last ones.
Understandable.
And so there's a different one I want to order, but it's like a, it goes to like a audio, like, aux thing, and so I have to get, like, a female aux to male USB converter, which is, like, $7.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Yeah. But, I mean, because the way I have it is I have a powered USB hub that the mics plug into, and then it plugs in it's a female to female USB adapter, and then that plugs into a male USB adapter to male aux, which plugs into like a converter, so I can plug it into my phone.
Yeah.
And so it sounds complicated, but it's not that complicated. It's just different cords that plug into each other, and then it makes it work. And I literally record it on my phone. So
I love when old people go to a music store, and it cracks me up because they're like, we got to explain to them, like, oh, hey, this isn't the right cord. And they're like, what do you mean? Cord's a cord. Like, like, no, there's like 50 million different like so types many, of cords yeah. in one store. Like,
I remember the first time I ever started messing around with that stuff. Was I can't remember what it's called, but it's like the red, yellow, and white ones for like, it was when I had a Xbox 360 and I wanted it to go to two different screens. Yeah. I don't know why, but I was like, oh, that'd be so cool.
Why would you want
to
do that?
I don't know. But I was like, that'd be so cool if I could have on two different screens. And so I got I got a three-way all-female splitter. And then got extenders and plugged them all in together, and it worked. And I'm like, oh my god, this is way easier than I thought it would be. Because, like, really, that's what it is. It's just plugging things together. You know? So it's like you just get a female to
like
male.
If you just
adapter,
know what goes together,
whatever.
You're fine.
Yeah. And it's literally like USB plugs into USB, aux into aux, and you get converters, and you just plug it in, like, and it works. And that's
when
it.
We get back, hopefully, we can get that place in Shadowwood and then have, like, an actual freaking.
Yeah, we want an actual,
record.
Like.
What are you trying to get in Shadowwood?
What?
What are you trying to get in Shadowwood?
Like, we just want like, one of the smallest ones they have. Just so we can have like a video recording and it not look like we're just chilling in Gavin's room.
And not having the interruptions of my brothers.
Yeah.
Dude, like, at first, like, in Michael's van, quality was really good. And then we came into my bedroom and then it's kind of downhill. So,
dude,
like, we're
so
hoping
hot to, in the van.
We're trying to, like, yeah, it is. And it's summer, so we can't sit in there with gas. Yeah. That's money. So, like, what we've been doing is just chilling in here to do it until I get back and we can actually get
And I completely forgot my mic too, so we're just straight up recording off my like iPhone now. Like it's really gone downhill, but I promise it's gonna get better. Like I promise.
He said we're working on that production quality, fellas.
Yeah, but for me it's like I don't wanna just like get this part and add it on and then this part and add it on. I wanna get all the parts, put it together and then do it. So I don't mind having some sucky episodes. And then having them, like, all be great after that. You know what I mean? Other than, like, sucky episodes, semi-sucky episodes, kind of sucky episodes, good episodes, regular quality episodes, and then good quality episodes. I'd rather just wait, have a whole bunch of sucky episodes, and then have good ones.
Right.
I mean, technically, yeah.
Yeah.
We can't just kind of, like, just stop process because get a good place right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're doing what we gotta do, man.
But we're making it. And like I said, it's going to be weird not having Gavin here, but it'll be kind of like good to try to get everything kind of accumulated and together. And then, you know, when he gets back, things will really lift off.
Yeah, I plan on it being like, because we'll have the mics. I mean, we'll have like an actual table set up and everything.
Yeah, I have a great table to work
perfect. Like, we'll have mics. We'll have our own like place. And nobody's ever in Shadowwood, so it's not like disruptions.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, we can get those like sound panels.
I mean, those windows are kind of soundproof, aren't they?
What?
Like, the windows inside the rooms? Like, they're kind of thick to keep out noise.
I mean, obviously because we had a whole set up a band in there.
I mean, yeah.
Like,
but it's still pretty, it muffled
it
pretty good.
It was lightly muffled, but I mean, if you're a podcast, you're not going to hear crap.
We're using condenser mics.
Those glass windows.
Like condenser mics plus the glass windows. And if anything, we can do it over in the corner where there's like away from the windows and door.
Yeah. Not worried about it. I think it'll be good.
I think it'll be a cool place. And it, I mean, yeah, hopefully it stays pretty cheap to rent a place out in there.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I don't think anyone's going to pay a whole bunch of money to go to Shadowwood.
No. The only people that go in there is the black barbershop downstairs.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then the maybe, game store
like,
that nothing.
Maybe until 4.
No, people don't really go to the game store anymore because they had all the arcade stuff and now they just don't have that out anymore.
Yeah. I mean, they got like, oh man, if you need PS2 games, I know where to go though. Like,
no, you go to Game Exchange if you need PS2 games.
Are you right? You're
like,
right?
Honestly, they have the thing and like I'm half tempted just to buy another PS2 because I broke my last one. Accidentally, I sat too much on it.
Dude, where's my thing at, Michael?
The what?
Where's my movies?
Oh my god, I'm enjoying those movies. I watched the first one like half or the remake halfway through, and then like fell asleep, and so I had to rewatch it, and then I fell asleep again. But it's like, but I've really enjoyed the first half. Like it's really enjoyable.
You and I found the other day, Gavin.
What
yours?
What
I found Ready Player One.
Oh my god, do you have that?
Yeah.
I was looking for that.
That was like months ago.
It was a very
And I found thing. It underneath my Xbox. And I was like, holy crap, that's a disc. That's a thing.
Dude, the book for that was so amazing.
I need to read more.
The book for Ready Player One was absolutely
I got rid of my social medias.
Yes.
I don't know. I just need like a detox from it. I'm so tired of media.
Yes.
Media man, what's popping off on yours? Yeah. Mine are dry.
So I think I might just get Snapchat again and call it good.
And well, you don't talk to many people on there.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to get Instagram again. I didn't think about this because with you leaving, I have to run the Waiting for Ascension Instagram. Well, I mean,
it's like not your personal Instagram. It's just like
yeah. That. So I think I'll probably have the Waiting for Ascension Instagram, my Snapchat, I have Messenger, and that's it. I'm good. I don't need Facebook, or a personal Instagram account. It's cancer.
Understandable.
Yeah. I have YouTube.
Dude, so many people.
That's all I need.
Honestly.
So many people like blowing up my phone at this point in time.
I have YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, and Disney Plus. I think I'm set.
All the essentials.
Yeah. I mean, I have ESPN Plus as well, but I don't like sports.
Why would you need that?
So, like, we have this, like, group package thing. So, my dad, because we got rid of cable. Because, all right, so we had, all right, I'm a trash on DirecTV real quick.
Do it. Do it. I used to have them, too.
We had DirecTV.
Cable, period.
True. We had DirecTV and AT&T Wi-Fi because we got, like, a bundle thing. All right. Our DirecTV goes out. So, we call the people. They're like, oh, you need a new box. And we're like, all right, cool. How do we get that? And they're like, oh, we're going to charge you, but we can mail you one.
Yeah.
And then you have to set it up, you know, by yourself. And we're like, after we kind of argue with them, like, whatever, just mail it. They don't mail it. We call like 4 days later, still haven't mailed it. We wait 2 weeks and then our Wi-Fi goes out. We finally get someone to fix the Wi-Fi and we cancel our DirecTV, like, cable thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we don't need any of the equipment back either. And so now we just have a satellite in the middle of our yard. And like,
what?
The one that you tried to yard? Punch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The one that I act like I was in a deck.
You could have. It's useless. It's just sitting there. Like, we want it gone. You should have punched it and
Michael,
ripped it out.
Let me take it and put it in my bedroom.
Why would you put it in your bedroom?
Why would I have most of the stuff that's in here in my bedroom?
That's a really good point. By the way, exactly. I wanted to ask, what is that?
What is what?
That big tin.
Oh, that's my protein. Protein shake powder?
Okay.
That's anyways. Not an urn. Anyway. That's what a lot of people ask. They're like,
I was like, that's a
because
really
that's my cousin. My cousin urn. Had passed, and that's one of his football trophies that they gave to me.
Oh, that would make it really
and
seem like an urn.
So people are like, most of people ask about that, and they're like, oh, is that his ashes? And I'm like, yes. Me, his cousin, would have his ashes.
But it's still protein powder, right?
Yeah, just dump, shake, shake.
Anyway, so like, we got rid of DirecTV. And then my dad's like, I just want sports, you know, and like, so we called Suddenlink. It was going to be like $280 for Wi-Fi and one cable box.
Suddenlink? Any yeah. Pure garbage. Period. Never.
Yeah. Any cable period is not worth it. Like, and my so, dad for
and
Dish.
So we tried to get Dish. A guy yeah. came down. We our a tree was in the way. He's like, oh, yeah, you ain't going to have your HD, like, stuff. So it's pretty useless. Like, we can't. Sorry. Like, well, that's great. And so it was pretty much like, deal with crappy DirecTV or Suddenlink. And I was like, listen, if Dad wants sports, we can get this thing where we have Hulu, Hulu Live, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus. So he's going to get ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, and ESPN Plus. Mm-hmm. He's still going to have his live news it's channels.
Way too many.
Yeah, no, he's a big sports guy, though. Like, he's still going to have his news channels, and then me and you are going to have Hulu. I'm going to have all the Marvel and Star Wars movies, and we have Netflix.
If people don't want to pay for cable they do the dumb thing and don't just get like Netflix and all that crap, YouTube TV, that's literally, it's like $40 and it's like actual cable TV and you can record all of it and everything. You have movies on demand.
Yeah, but I can do that with Hulu and
it's like $40 and it stays at $49.99. It's not popping up. So it's like basically cable, but on internet. That's literally all it is.
Well, the reason, like, the Hulu thing worked great for us because, like I said, my dad has, like,
use
all these sports
channels.
Waiting
for
I can still, Jesus, no, it's not sponsored. I can still watch, you know, like, Rick and Morty, you know, I can watch all, like, my shows that I like when they come out live.
Yeah.
And now I have, like, literally all of the Marvel movies, and so I'm content. And the Marvel shows.
Yeah,
so,
Michael
I'm
sent
just,
me the list, so
I'm
get back.
Big chilling. Like, I'm big chilling. I'm watching so much. Hold up. Hold on. They're not gonna be able to hear you very well. They're gonna hear me amazingly though.
Oh, that's fine.
All right. I've watched Captain America: The First Avenger, Agent Carter seasons 1 and 2, Captain Marvel, Iron Man 2, The Incredible Hulk, Thor, The Avengers, Iron Man 3. I'm on Agent Shield season 1, episodes 1 through 7. Then I'll watch Thor: The Dark World, Agent Shield, Captain America, Agent Shield, Guardians of the Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Daredevil, Agent Shield, Jessica Jones, Agents of Shield, Avengers: Age of Ultron, Agents of Shield, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Ant-Man, Agents of Shield, Iron Fist, Captain America: Civil War, Agents of Shield, The Defenders, Agents of Shield, Doctor Strange, Black Panther, Agents of Shield, Agents of Shield, Agents of Shield, Spider-Man, Thor, Ragnarok, Inhumans, Punisher, Runaways, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Jessica Jones, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s Cloak and Dagger, Seasons 1 and 2, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Daredevil, Runaways, Punisher, Jessica Jones, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Avengers Infinity War, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Runaways, Avengers Endgame, and Spider-Man Far From Home.
You could read.
Woo! That's dude, that's why you don't need English 3, 4, and 5 or
yeah,
whatever.
You just need Boulevard 7. That's
yeah, you just need... You just need
I'm
going to
show
basics.
You the secret thing we're not going to talk about.
Okay.
Oh man, Michael's digesting the secret confidential info.
It's in Braille.
It's so hard to read.
I was just showing you that like first part.
I didn't even read the first part.
It's just this right here.
Wait, I didn't read the whole. I didn't get that message. Wait, what happened?
We'll talk about that later.
I'm so confused. Hold up, no, we're pausing this. I gotta understand.
Anyways.
Oh my god.
Stupid.
First
dude.
Madonna's belly button, now Miranda.
Okay, bud. Okay.
Jesus.
References.
He's done a lot of experiments.
Quarters in the belly button, dude. Avery still has the all-time favorite. $2 and change.
Oh, what? He's like
Avery,
a vending machine.
At one point,
turn.
Avery put like I think it was like $3.50 or almost $4 in his belly button in quarters. It was insane.
That's no.
you like punch him in the stomach and it's like a coin return like on.
It was like
machines.
ATM just.
Ding 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 ding. Oh my god! I won the slots game.
I won tokens. You know, Charlie's Chicken. I'm done. I'm stepping out
Charlie's
of the room.
Charlie's Chicken, wait, what do you mean? Chicken Express?
Chuck E. Cheese, that's okay. What it is. Charlie's Cheese, like.
You're done.
Yo, have y'all ever watched this BoJack Horseman?
Oh, no. That's stupid, dude.
Okay. Never seen
it. I watched it like once back up in the day.
I thought about watching it.
It's not worth your time. It's literally not. I like how me and you didn't eat our steaks and Severin's like over here done.
Would you like the rest of my steak?
Yes.
Like I just ate some of that casserole, so I was like, I can't finish that. I want to watch that right there, the Avatar: The Last Bender movie.
I'm just showing you an anime guy.
I vibe with some anime, but like the thing I was so
I
mad
really
about,
liked this first that one season of Supernatural's animated series. That was pretty good.
Wait, they have an animated Supernatural.
Just one season. It was anime. Just one season.
I heard about it, but never saw it.
Where's that at?
I don't know. It was free on YouTube at one point. Now I think you have to pay for it on YouTube.
What? I'm buying it. It's worth it.
You can probably get it on, like...
GoToMovies.com.
Yeah, you can probably get it on totally legitimate websites that totally pay royalties to the creators.
Quotations.
Quotations, yeah. But,
We do not own the rights to this movie.
Yeah, we do not own the rights to these illegal companies.
All proceeds are going to foundations that
all
are
proceeds
non-profit.
Are going to kids with cancer. So,
he said in the tiny, like, fine print, just kidding, it's all for us.
JK, LMAO, like, no LMAO. Harassment wall. But no, I was trying to think, so they had, like, one season, and the guy that plays Sam did the voice of Sam, but then the guy that played Dean didn't, and so it's just some other guy narrating Dean.
I wouldn't want to watch that if
weird.
It was awkward.
So Jackson Ackles wasn't Dean?
Did they have Misha Collins
in
there?
Jared Padalecki. I don't know if Castiel came into it yet.
Because
I don't remember where... I don't know if it's canon, and I don't know where it fits in. Like, the books are canon, but, like, I don't know if that's canon. I have the first 3 books, too. But there's, like, 14 now.
Oh, my God, dude. Look at this. Okay, that's dumb. I got blocked.
Oh, are you serious?
Yep.
What a freaking retard, dude.
And the funny thing is that he cheated on her, too. And
what
that's
a
that, like, they're
retard.
Broke up. So the basic overview is I was talking to one of my, like, good friends whose boyfriend cheated on her. And the boyfriend, like, got on her account texting me, like, why would you be talking to her, blah, blah, blah. Like, blocked me on her account even though they broke up because he cheated. It's big funny.
I love how, like, Gavin was like, we're not going to talk about it on the podcast until, like,
yeah, now we're here.
He blocked her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He blocked her and was like, you know what?
Dude, there's this one guy on, I can't find it, but on Apple Music, it's this dude, and he will make songs, like these little 1 minute songs about like artists. And so he did one about Misha Collins, the guy who plays Castiel.
Yeah.
And he was like, Misha Collins. It's like 1 minute song, and I can't find it, but I want to hear it so bad. I'm about to get an iPhone just so I can.
It's on Apple Music, you right. Download Apple Music. Oh, I do have Apple Music, don't I?
You can get Apple Music on Android. That's what I kind of vibe with that. But
oh, okay.
I'm not going to pay for it when I got free title.
Literally.
Yeah, I have YouTube Premium, and so I just use YouTube Music, and I have it through a Google Play Music.
Dude, our plan for Sprint literally has free Hulu, but they they didn't tell us how to set it up, so me and Mom have been trying to figure out how to set it up, and we just can't.
That sucks.
Free Hulu, we can't even figure out.
Just call Sprint.
The title, it came pre-downloaded on the phone. It already, you could log in and it would make it a premium account.
We got
I was so confused.
When we were getting the Hulu Disney Plus subscription thing.
Hulu's on Disney Plus, isn't it?
Well, Disney owns Hulu.
Okay.
And ESPN and all that. I did not know that. Yeah, and so Disney's like Tencent. They have their fingers in everything now.
Literally.
Several months to work for Disney. You never got to that point. You were talking about your point. Anyway, sidetrack.
Yeah. No, go ahead, Seven. Yeah.
So.
Hold up that neck, dude.
Yeah, what are you getting around here? So.
OSUIT.
Yeah, I was at OSUIT. I wasn't there. I was supposed to go there. I had my surgery. Didn't get to go. So I can re-choose my semester at any given time. Because I was already sent my email for my OSUIT, key card, you could say. Like, my access number.
Uh-huh.
And so I could re-choose at any given time. And I'm trying to...
Do they know about your surgery and all that?
No. Because it's not a required. They don't have to know about it.
All they know is you couldn't go that semester.
Yeah. And so
why couldn't you go? Heroin.
I'm in rehab. Oh, that's understandable.
I ate too many McDonald's chicken nuggies.
Oh, no, I make chickens.
Chickens, dude.
And so
the McLobster. I'm so mad about that video. Okay, continue.
I never got to go. I could choose it any time. But whenever I do go back, mm-hmm. The program is 2 years, and I am trying to build up a portfolio,
mm-hmm.
Work portfolio from probably different jobs, maybe in Tulsa or Oklahoma City.
Yeah, yeah.
And then eventually shoot for Pixar.
Which would be freaking awesome. You'd be one of those guys that would do something, and then 10 years after the movie's released, be like, huh, Lion King has clouds to spell out sex.
You're like, oh, that was the guy that put it there. I remember now.
Yeah.
Easter eggs.
Man, way too much.
So at some point, do you want to get to your own, have your own animation style in some kind of movie or show? Rick and Morty has its own animation style, Adventure Time, all that crap, they have their own style.
Family
animation.
Guy.
Maybe.
Because that would be cool. You could do it for a podcast. Just animate episodes. Like the Midnight Gospel, dude.
Dude, I was thinking about it. I want to do an episode. That's kind of a No Sleep podcast episode where we write a story and then we narrate.
See, that's
just for a special.
That's
just
what I want to do. I want to have a couple different podcasts. I want to have a main focus, but I want to have a couple different ones where it's all different things. Like, one's a scripted No Sleep podcast. One's a Joe Rogan thing. One's this where it's just us talking. And that, I think that would be kind of cool because you know me having mini projects.
Yeah.
This would be my main focus, obviously, because
yeah.
This is what I'm more focused on. But I want one where it's just the scripted, but I want it animated.
That'd be dope.
Where you can listen to it either way. You can listen to it on Spotify, just audio, or you can go to YouTube and then boom, watch the animated version.
David, is that cocaine? Yes, it is, Michael. I want a sniff.
He said.
So, question.
Yeah.
Do either of you... Probably more pertaining to you.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I see how it is.
Well, no, because I feel like he probably does. I wouldn't say a script, but a written thing in your idea of something you want to make.
Yes. A miniseries.
For a Midnight Gospel type thing.
Elaboration.
No, I have this idea. for like, I highly doubt y'all have seen it, but it's called Roommates. It's like a mini series on YouTube.
Your roommate's problem?
Yeah. It's like a mini series on YouTube with these guys that all like live together, and each episode they're only like 5 minutes long. But I want longer episodes, obviously. But I've been writing a script because it was an idea that me and a friend had a while back to do something similar. Just a miniseries, and I would play one of the two main characters where, like, we were really close friends. Uh-huh. I drop out of high school and move away because my mom died, and I don't have any connection with my dad. I feel like I got to sneeze.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Scared me.
And then, oh god, I feel another one too. Whoa. I really come in twos. Anyways.
Come in twos.
Oh god. Hold on. Hey! Alright, I think we're good. Anyways. And so, I come home, or I got in a relationship, end up moving in with her, I don't have a job, and then she, I call her. I'm like, hey, I need help or whatever. And then I come back and I move in, and it's just like a back and forth, like banter type of thing of like,
well, straight trash.
She's like a sister, basically.
Yeah.
And it's just like this, but she has a kid, and so it's like this really weird complex of like a almost druggy uncle type of thing, and she's very straight edge. And so, yeah, so I want to do that and work on scripts for episodes and whatnot.
So I ask, because I have a half-written musical.
Oh my what? God, yes, say no more, yes. Dude,
you said the Big Mouth musical?
I've never told Gavin about this.
You have not, so I'm kind of upset.
Gavin, not Gavin, insert Blake Major, insert other podcast.
At Blake Major.
He knows episode about it.
Four?
I have a half-written musical about the Holocaust.
Oh my god.
Hear me out. It's a black man with white powder on his face. And he's
a Key and Peele episode.
Yeah, but hear me out. That's what made me think of it. He can speak fluent German, and he is taken into a concentration camp by accident.
Oh my god.
And he is given LSD from a Nazi doctor, and is to persuade him that the Holocaust is grand and happy, and he's like, everything's all rainbows and clouds and like right. The Teletubbies.
I have one or two comments on this, right? So first, you obviously have to have Declan play the black dude, okay? Black Declan, okay? You have to do it. Second,
Declan being gangster. Gangster
the opening song, not like the opening song, but the song of him, like, when he first goes into the concentration camp, and he's, like, dancing around while everybody's getting, like, beaten in the background and shot. Just, first I was afraid, then I was petrified.
Oh, well, yeah, that's, like, one of the opening songs. Like,
is it really? Is
not
it
not the oh. opening, but the second one.
It's the actual
when,
song.
When there's a booger in this.
When
so.
He's being, taken into napkin? It, and he's given the LSD, it's like a giant happy key, and almost like Happy Days, and he's like having this LSD trip, like the Holocaust is happy, and it's great, and it's a good idea. It's not, by any means, we all know it. And he falls in love with this Nazi doctor, and
I'm not gonna female doctor is like a
it's homo- a female doctor,
a homosexual
but
relationship.
I'm not gonna go into all of it, because, you know, spoilers. But around the end, let's just say this female doctor gets fucking yeeted by a wrecking ball by accident.
So Miley Cyrus makes an appearance.
Yeah, and so then he's really sad, and he realizes, like, hey, this isn't a joke, guys. Hold this up. Is a bad idea.
He said at that point on, the doctor doesn't give him LSD because she's dead.
Yes, and like, so there, like, has to be, the like, hard reality. There has to be a scene where he's, like, dancing around in a hallway or something, and he just stops, looks over, and just sees two twins being escorted.
It's like, the idea was, like, if it was ever a movie, it's going to, like, have, like, let's say the Joker, like, really dark tone for, like,
yeah.
90% of it.
So Dax has to come in playing the Joker.
Yeah, and like, then, like, Christ. Whenever it gets super white happy, it's going to be like watching Midnight Gospel. Yes. Like, he's going to still look like a normal human being, but everything around him is going to be like, whoa.
So, like, at amazing. The first, it should be like a black and white type thing. And you can see, like, in the background, as he's being escorted into the camp, there's people being, like, beaten, people being shot, people digging graves. Like, all this sad crap, and then he takes the LSD, and it's just, like, life.
Yeah, but, like, what made me think of it was...
Color.
For the Nazis,
this was completely normal. And, like, to them, it was, like, this insane lifestyle of, like, well, every 5 seconds, you know, Heil Hitler.
A lot of people don't know this, but the Nazis was a Christian organization.
Pretty much.
And one of, like the commanders or whatever on their belt buckles, it had in German, like, basically what translated to "In God We Trust." And, like, that's how Hitler had convinced them. He was like, I think he was like, oh, hey, the Soviets are bad because of this and this. And, like, oh, well, let's attack the Soviets. And, like, oh, this race is bad because of this and this. And, like, yeah, you're right, let's attack them. And he's like, oh, the Jews killed Jesus. And they were like, oh, yo, you're right. And so they started, like, that's when they started attacking the Jews. And so basically, and then...
the Philistines that killed Jesus.
No, it was the Jews that killed Jesus.
It was the Jews?
Yeah. And so basically, it kind of got to the point where they were like...
the Romans.
They realized, like, oh, yo, we killed everybody.
Yeah.
And then Hitler was like... Because then Hitler was like, oh, Christians are bad for this reason. Like, wait, weren't we Christian organizations? Like, nah, shut up. And so they all went and killed the Christians.
Cousin,
like,
Hitler, right? You know, he grew the mustache. You can't grow the mustache. Family trait. Skips a generation.
Wait, so how are you... because I remember you saying there's no, like, biological relationship to your dad.
Yeah.
So what's the story there?
My mom met him after mine.
So his stepdad?
Yeah, he's my stepdad. Okay. But he was there when I was born.
Yeah.
So to me, there's
like... I have a sister she's actually my cousin, but she was there since I was two, and so I've never known her as anything but my sister.
Yeah, so it's like no difference to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, because my mom didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to devastate me as a child. Like, hey, he's not your dad. So like...
Oh my gosh, when did you find that out?
It was like... It was like 8th grade.
How did you take that?
There was no change. No difference. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Just went on about my day.
I mean, it's not like you had anything else to look forward to. It's like he's been there since before you...
Well, yeah, because like, I already knew him like all my life. Yeah. And, I mean, obviously my brother's last name is different, so... it is no change. Like, I was like, oh, okay.
Like, regardless if he's biological or not, he is dad.
Yeah, like, I could have already guessed that.
So do you have any connection with your biological father, or is he, like...
No. No. Not at all. I was given his number once,
because
they decided that, like, it's up... like, if I want to reach out,
yeah,
that can be solely me. They're not going to be like, hey, you're going to meet him, and, like, it's going to be like...
they're not going to be like, hey, you're going to meet him, or they're going to be like, you're never going to...
it's not going to be like, hey, this is a train wreck. So they were like, if you want to... you can do it, you know, completely up to you.
Mm-hmm.
I've had his number for like 8 years now. I could text him at any given time, and I just haven't done it.
Do you have it saved in your phone, or is it just like written down?
No, I have it saved in my phone, and I just haven't like had the need to.
Yeah.
Because like, backstory, when my mom was pregnant with me, she was like super druggy, like all kinds of bad.
Okay.
And he was, like, the same way, like, making heroin and, like, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when mom was pregnant with me at 18, she was like, I need to get my life together. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So he genuinely kicked her out of the car on the side of the highway in Fort Gibson.
What the heck?
And well, that's so, good on like, your mom, though. Like, mom's like that.
Probably, like, a wake-up call to her.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, mom's like that, dude. So much respect because, like... they're risking everything just for the betterment of their child, you know? Like, so,
dude, mad
mom's like that.
Mad respect for Severin's mom, though. Absolutely. Because she had to put up with an autistic child.
What you mean?
She had to watch him, like, dry his hands on his hair, like...
Oh, God, dude, you already know. Those Scooby-Doo cakes for the first 3 years? Shampoo, boys.
Think about it, though. Scooby-Doo, if you dry your hands with your hair, and then you can just shake your hair, and it dries...
My hair dries, like, almost instantly.
Because you don't have any, Gavin.
I got this.
You retarded bald.
I like how my hair is, like, the same length as my beard at this point.
Honestly. I can't tell the difference between the bottom of your face and the top half of your face.
Except for, like, the one, like, bald spot right here.
Yeah, I mean, you already got a unibrow, so there's not much... there's not much of a difference between your mustache and your unibrow, Gavin. No, I get bad unibrow. I got tweezers. Like, actual, like, unibrow tweezers now.
Like, I'll take care of it every now and then, but it's just not something I'm worried about.
I'll let you borrow my tweezers.
I'm good. Oh, my God.
Hey, what'd you use these last? I was pulling hairs out of pimples. Oh, okay.
Oh, Severin, do you want to talk about how we met?
Save that for another episode. That's a whole episode in itself.
It has to be when I get back.
All I gotta say
it's gonna be worth the story.
He said, you never know what's gonna happen. Yeah, there's so many twists and turns.
90% of people are probably gonna be like, how in the world did that happen?
You're gonna worry, how are we friends? That's the thing.
Yeah, because most people in at least our age are gonna be like, oh, no way. Like, why would I do that? So when you hear it, you're going to be very probably like,
well, I mean, there was the point when I like rolled up your house to meet you in person for the first time when I was like, I'll tell Jesse, I'm going to jump out and beat him up. But then like, you were just super chill. So I didn't. Like, are part of me serious? Was like, I literally like told Jesse, I was like, if this dude isn't cool like he is in text, he's getting jumped. But Severin was just super chill. He's just standing at a tree. And then he was like, hola.
Severin looks like one of those guys that was, like, really popular in high school. And I feel like that's why, like, when I, like, met you, kind of threw me off. Because you're really just, like, you're humble and not, like, cocky. But you're also really outgoing and not standoffish.
Yeah.
And so it was just, like, this whole mixture of, like, man, I feel like he should be rude. But he's not. Like, you know.
Wrap up.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we're, like, an hour and 15 minutes. All right, so
Severin, you said earlier that he's not doing it alone. What are you implying there, bud?
Can't wait to the next episode.
awesome. No, that'd be great because I have like 2 or 3 pre-recorded ones.
I thought we had like 4.
No.
I was like, we at least have a month.
No.
One out of the two. One out of the two.
Worst case scenario, like we just go every other episode. But at the same time, I feel like now that I have him, I don't have to worry about releasing that god-awful one where we did the BuzzFeed quizzes.
I don't know. We can save that for...
I'm going to listen to that one.
We can save that for like later on.
We titled that, this episode gets really bad and then better and then worse, but it ends on a good note. We were literally going to title it that.
It's something that's going to... We're going to release in the future, just not anytime soon.
Okay, yeah. With that title, now you have to release it.
There's no way.
All right, guys.
But awesome. So
We're gonna welcome our new... Not permanent. Fuck you. We're gonna semi-permanent. We'll see where things go, but
straight up for sure. Welcome, okay. Welcome.
No, give me a real handshake here, bud. Professional handshake. Y'all guys, welcome the guys. Listen to like one of our episodes.
Muchos howdy.
He's very experienced, guys. He's listened to an episode.
He's listened to a episode. Y'all guys have more like qualifications than he does.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Say your goodbyes to Gavin.
All right, guys. I'm going to miss each and every DM one him. Of you. Don't blow me up. I don't want my phone to... I'm logging out of social media just because of pure fact my phone's going to, like, crash as soon as I turn it on.
Honestly.
Like,
honestly.
All these notifications, my phone's just like, nope, buy a new one.
Murder his phone, please.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Do it.
I'm logging into, like, each week I'm going to log into a social media. Each week.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.